on your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 1 o'clock, the Prime Minister has outlined the government's strategic defence review, including money for nuclear-powered submarines and warheads. But Sir Keir Starmer wouldn't confirm when he'll meet his target of spending 3% of the UK's economic output on the military. The Prime Minister said we all have a role to play in the defence of the nation.
Because we have to recognise that things have changed. The threat we now face is more serious, more immediate, and more unpredictable than at any time since the Cold War.
A man's been charged over an attack on a Jewish community event in Colorado. Mohammed Sabri Soliman is facing 2 counts of first-degree murder, but there's been no official confirmation yet of any deaths. A corporate manslaughter investigation has started into maternity services at Nottingham University Hospital's NHS Trust. Police are looking into whether the organisation had been grossly negligent in its care of babies. East Midlands reporter Ruth Wood has more for Classic FM.
Nottinghamshire Police had already launched Operation Perth, looking into the care by Nottingham City Hospital and the Queen's Medical Centre. In a statement released earlier, they said they expect to be given the details of around 2,500 families to look at, and that they'd be working with Donna Ockenden, who's currently carrying out a maternity review at the Trust.
A learner driver has been sentenced to 1 year and 2 months in a young offenders institution after a crash on the A1. Mazia Arzabonyad, who's 20, admitted dangerous driving after 7 officers were injured during a police chase in Gateshead in April. He's also been banned from driving for 3.5 years. Former England bowler Stuart Broad will begin his coaching career by working with South Africa ahead of the World Test Championship final later this month. He's agreed to be a consultant during training before the game against Australia at Lord's. And the weather, largely fine and dry, some rain in the east and showers in the northwest, a high of 22. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
And it's time for Classic FM requests. Over to you, please, between now and to your choice of music, your dedications, your mentions, your shout outs. Start by texting on 61812.
Classic FM requests.
With Anne Marie Minhall.
Classic FM requests.
Text now on 61812.
Vivaldi, and part of his Mandolin Concerto in C, played on guitar by the Cotona Twins and the Carducci Quartet. And we heard Bizet's prelude to Act One of Carmen, the Philharmonia Orchestra, under Herbert von Karajan. Welcome, then, to our very first Classic FM requests of a new week, the first week of June. It's one of my favourite months. I'll tell you why a bit later. Text 61812, email classicfm.com, WhatsApp requests on 03457 49 1812 from the Jones family via WhatsApp. Hi, Marie. Hello, Jones family. Thank you for all of the great music accompanying us as we drive north after overnight flights from the other side of the world, from Singapore. Happy today that our 21-year-old TJ has great taste and requested Classic FM for the road trip. Thank you, TJ. Jet lag has started to kick in, I bet, but we've just stopped for coffees. Please could you play something lovely to keep us going? Thank you so much. We can do that with Emily Meyer, and enjoy this part of the Piano Concerto in B-flat. pianist Eva Kubetz with Emily Meyer's Piano Concerto in B-flat, the second movement, and Eva joined by the Neubrandenburg Philharmonie on Classic FM Request. That's for the Jones family on the move today after a long overnight flight. Also travelling, Deborah and Jim, on the way home to York from lovely Shropshire, they tell me via text on 61812, we would love to hear part of Shostakovich's Jazz Suite number 2, please. Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra with one of the waltzes from Jazz Suite number 2 by Shostakovich. On conducting duties, it was Ricardo Shai. 61812 to text Classic FM Request this afternoon, like Ashley has done. And Ashley would love to hear Tchaikovsky's Rose Adagio from Sleeping Beauty, the ballet, and dedicated, as she says, to my hard-working wife, who's a teacher, and I hope it will help her get through moderating books for school. Thank you. The conductor for the National Philharmonic Orchestra was Richard Bonning for the Rose Adagio from the ballet Sleeping Beauty by Tchaikovsky. Also playing that this afternoon on Classic FM Request for Rachel in Belfast, who says, "Hello, Marie, I've just got some great news. I've secured my graduate job. Brava, Rachel. I'm currently working on a dissertation and would love something calming to keep my focus." Well, I hope the Rose Adagio did the trick.
Classic FM Requests.
Time to head to the phones this Monday afternoon. And welcome, Katie. You've got a very exciting June date coming up. Would you care to share more?
Yes. So in June, 29th of June, I'm going to the Albert Hall with my mum to see Ludovico Einaudi live as part of his tour.
Amazing. Have you seen him before?
I haven't, no, but it has been a dream of mine for absolute years.
And what first kind of drew you to Ludovico's music, Katie?
Do you know what? I listen to it with my daughter all the time. And yeah, it's just so peaceful, but also you can just get taken away with his music.
I totally agree. Are you and your mum going to make a couple of days of it? Are you going to have a wild time in London as well as going to the concert?
No, so we're just going to go up and back for the day. So it is quite a journey from where we are up to London, yeah. But it'll be totally worth it. And yeah, it's just going to be really exciting. And yeah, I think I'll be on a high from it for a few days afterwards.
I guarantee it. And in the meantime, I'm guessing something from Einaudi for you this afternoon. What would you like to hear?
I'd like to hear Pathos from his new album, Summer Portraits, please.
Consider it done. Katie, have a ball, you and your mum. Thanks so much for being in touch.
Thank you very much.
It's called Pathos, from the latest release by composer and pianist Ludovico Einaudi, called The Summer Portraits. And Katie, in Somerton, in Somerset, great to talk to you and enjoy, I hope you and your mum enjoy seeing Ludovico Einaudi live at the Royal Albert Hall in London this June. Classic FM requests from George. Hello, I'm with my dad, who is a very long-time listener to Classic FM and has a big birthday approaching in a few weeks. I know he would absolutely love to hear Cacciatorian's Adagio of Spartacus and Phrygia this afternoon, please. Well, we can do that. Yes, of course. And by the way, here's a quick question for you. Are you an early riser?
Tomorrow morning, you could wake up like this.
Interest rates, benefits, trade deals, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, the perfect addition to the first couple of the day, your morning stretches, or hitting the books.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like. From Real Octopus Energy Calls.
Your customer service was tip-top. You know, I couldn't fault it.
The customer service was really good.
People are friendly on the telephone. You can always get a problem solved.
Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
People like yourself and all of your colleagues have done such a wonderful job.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running.
Serious about the right vitamins for you and your family? Trust Vitabiotic, the UK's number one vitamin company, for expert nutritional care for every age and lifestyle. Vitamins for everyone, including Well Man, Well Woman, Well Baby and Well Kid. From Boots, Pharmacies and Vitabiotics.com. For number one verification, see Vitabiotics.com.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is managing cash flow. This is managing your cash flow with the help of Xero Accounting Software. These are your customers paying you. These are your customers having more ways to pay you with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero, helping you sort your cash flow by giving your customers more ways to pay, so now you can focus on making your business boom! Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
Search Xero with an X!
We don't have enough staff to clean a whole office block, I'm afraid.
Meg's new cleaning firm has been turning down some big jobs. To ensure it doesn't happen again, she needs to get her hiring done and dusted.
But I'm hoping we can be of service very soon.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Sponsor a job on Indeed to unlock more tools that save you time and help you hire quality candidates. To start hiring, visit Indeed.com/try today.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix, by delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house, and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly. To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Find the latest travel news at classicfm.com.
Last year, Amazon was the world's largest corporate buyer of renewable energy. Meaning more and more of our energy comes from wind farms like this one.
What happened to recording at the solar farm?
To learn more, visit aboutamazon.co.uk/sustainability.
Oh.
Classic FM.
And that thing, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, was Libor Pesek for the Adagio of Spartacus and Phrygia, the music of Aram Khachaturian. Your requests here on Classic FM every weekday afternoon from 1 p.m. This via text on 61812 from Katie and Sophie. We are currently on a long drive to Cornwall Amory. Please could you play us The Swan from Sanson's Carnival of the Animals. The cellist Cheku Kane Mason, who will be playing live in Birmingham Symphony Hall later this month. He brought us The Swan from Sanson's Carnival of the Animals, together with harpist Catherine Thomas and the players of the CBSO cellos. From Craig in Stroud, an email to Classic FM requests this afternoon. Craig says, please could I hear Mozart's A Musical Joke this afternoon, please, and could Classic FM dedicate it to all those who are in need of a little musical Monday pick-me-up humour. We can do that.
Thank you.
Start bringing that Monday feeling with a finale to a musical joke, the fourth movement, and our ensemble on Classic FM request was La Cibudelli. In our news, coming up very shortly on Classic FM, if, like all of us now at Classic FM, if you fancy starting a fiery debate in your office this afternoon, then I can tell you that we have the ammunition. It's a story you will not want to miss. In the meantime, if you'd like to get in touch ahead of tomorrow's Classic FM request, then feel free to do so. Of course, you can email your choice and dedications through our website, and that is classicfm.com.
Classic FM.
At Viking, we believe travel should be more than just a trip. It should be a doorway to cultural insight and personal enrichment. Start planning your river, ocean, or expedition journey today and discover why Viking was named Best River Cruise Operator and Best Luxury Ocean Cruise Operator at the 2024 Times and Sunday Times Travel Awards. Learn more at Viking.com.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
Hillary's mid-season sale just got even better. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, get an extra 10% off absolutely everything. That's 10% off all blinds, curtains and shutters. And an extra 10% off our new range of awnings and pergolas, with measuring and fitting always included. Book your free in-home appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. Hurry, Hillary's extra 10% off everything must end 2nd of June. Conditions apply.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Serious about the right vitamins for you and your family? Trust Vitabiotics, the UK's number one vitamin company, for expert nutritional care for every age and lifestyle. Vitamins for everyone, including Well Man, Well Woman, Well Baby and Well Kid. From Boots, Pharmacies and Vitabiotics.com. For number one verification, see Vitabiotics.com.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Be a life changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
It's so easy. It's really so easy. You just pop the stuff in a box and send it away. I'm already on box three. Wang, save the money. I'm popping it all in a little pot and saving up for a holiday. It's a brilliant way of spring cleaning.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock, Sir Keir Starmer says the UK must be battle ready, as he warned the world's more unstable than at any time since the Cold War. But he wouldn't confirm when he thinks he'll hit his ambition of spending 3% of Britain's economic output on the military. Speaking ahead of the Strategic Defence Review, which is out in full this afternoon, the Prime Minister reaffirmed NATO's importance in deterring Russia. And the Chief of the Defence Staff, Admiral Sir Tony Radakin, agrees.
You can have the added assurance where you see Russia struggling in Ukraine. And so we should not be afraid of Russia, but we need to keep ourselves safe and be even stronger in the future.
A man's been charged with first-degree murder over an attack on people marching in support of Israeli hostages in Colorado. We've had no confirmation yet, though, that anyone has died. A personal trainer who crashed on the A1 while on a first date that ended in a police car pile-up has been sentenced to 14 months in a young offenders institution. 20-year-old Maziar Azarbanad admitted dangerous driving during the high-speed chase in Gateshead in April. Seven police officers ended up in hospital. We found that disposable vapes are still being sold illegally in some shops. They were banned yesterday to try to cut down waste and stop young people vaping. Reporter George Ike has been out shopping for them today in Nottingham.
Do you have any vapes? Oh, thank you. Yeah, can I take one of those, please? Thank you. I don't need to charge that one up, do I? Use and throw. OK. All right, cheers.
The city's Trading Standards Department has been